Narrative Frameworks 78. Success and Liberation. Within the world or within truth? So let's make some definitions here. Success within the world is success on the world's terms, the collective terms, the agreed upon terms of what success constitutes or comprises of. In the modern world, there's the hang up with material possessions, status. And success is seen as an accumulation of material wealth or money or status. But within truth, success takes on a different form. Within truth, I mean within the principle of life. Life as it is felt for each one of us. And then success becomes life lived most truly, as it is for each one of us. So success ceases to be a blanket definition, but becomes nuanced, just as love nuances itself through each manifest being. So these are different definitions of success from the world's position and from truth of life's position. It's the same for liberation. The world promises you liberation through its success. But the only liberation is in and of and through the truth of life. Any other liberation falls short, because if we're looking for liberation through the success of the world, through the signs and symbols and tokens of a symbolic world culture, then we're not going to find it, because where we're looking for success is a place within us that is a soul level. We're looking for success on a soul level. And so anything less than soul level is never going to touch, is never going to be felt as truly successful. And this is why the solid world can't answer your prayers. Yeah, of course, we all need a certain amount of physical stability. We all appreciate being perceived as successful. As free, as liberated in some way or another. But if we're limiting success and liberation to this kind of groupthink culture, where the reality is not acknowledged and the symbol is celebrated, the success symbols, the wealth symbols, the status symbols. If the symbol is what is celebrated, then we're limited. And if the collective group celebrates the symbol above all else, then we're limiting ourselves to something less than success and less than liberation, because for success and liberation we need to go beyond the symbolic and into the real. And anyone who goes into the real presenting a different worldview is a threat to the established one. And if the established view of the world is made the only truth, with everything else blocked and denied, then not only are different ways of seeing resisted, but they are totally invalidated. By a structure of living that knows no totality and only images of totality. So if the world is established as the only truth and the physical accumulation of things within the world is established as the means or the show of success and liberation, and any other form of success is blocked and denied. So what then? Well, life is blocked and denied, because life is the true success. And if life is blocked and denied, then what of the trajectory of a society? If the totality of life is blocked and denied, on a fundamental direct life level, and in the absence of true life totality, there can only be a totalitarian system. A system that denies life and must regiment itself against life. Must block out life, obscure life, because life is the antithesis, or rather the fuller picture to its ways. And the more totalitarian a system becomes, the more of truth and life will be blocked and denied. And a society developing what it calls life along the lines of blocking and denying life. So the anti-life disguised as life. And this continues by chance selection. It's like natural selection of animals. Or the deliberate engineering, the artificial selection of animals. I'm not meaning this necessarily on a breeding level of organisms, but on a idea level. You know, there's a leaning towards denying life. That denying of life is favoured, and so that denying of life is what is perpetuated. That's the natural selection model. And then there's just the blocking of other ways, the denying of other ways, and the absence of consideration of other ways. And that is the deliberate engineering, the locks, gates and fences, the artificial selection, and the censorship of life into something less than itself. But all very modern, all very successful, all very liberated, apparently.